Shop Woodhouse Mazda first and experience the Woodhouse difference. At Woodhouse Mazda, we make car buying simple. From the Mazda CX-9 to the Mazda 3, we are sure to have something that fits your needs. Visit one of our two convenient locations in Omaha to shop our showroom or take a test drive.
10:18 on the Gary Sharp Show on a Football Friday Fiesta. Who's having a better life right now than Ono Orgeron? The LSU head coach who won a national championship last year. Now, the season has begun, and it has not gone so well for LSU. They're not going to have their starting quarterback when they take on South Carolina. Who knows if they've gotten their defense fixed. But Ed Orgeron has had quite the 2020. He won a national championship back in January. And then, unfortunately, him and his wife separated. She filed for divorce. Ed O then spent the – he was one of the first coaches that came out about wearing a mask, washing your hands. Remember that PSA he did for the state of Louisiana? That at the time, people – this was like, what, mid-March? Some people are like, whoa, Coach O. And then you would see as the summer was going on in Baton Rouge before LSU started back up, you'd see pictures of Coach O running shirtless on the streets of Baton Rouge going for his post-practice jog. But his life as a bachelor seems to be okay. There has been a photo that has been released from, I guess you would say it's his girlfriend. They're just laying in bed chilling. And she took a selfie of both of them. And it somehow got out onto the internet. She is a mystery model. Even the LSU media have not been able to figure out who she is. But it's not, she has been seen quite a few times with Coach O. So as a bachelor, he's doing well. Can you imagine the sports talk shows in Louisiana? Whoa, oh, this is just, no, it's not Bo's defense. It's Coach O is a bachelor. That's just ruining all the focus and the concentration on the season. They got an interesting game this weekend. What are they going to do with South Carolina? But good on Coach O. He's a bachelor. He's hanging out in Baton Rouge. He's a football coach at LSU. That's a picture on the internet I never thought I would see last night. Welcome back in. There's George. I'm Gary.
I'm looking for this picture all of a sudden.
Well, it's nothing incriminating.
I want to see them.
Two consenting adults probably watching TV in bed. Maybe watching some game film. As you prepare what you think is going to happen tomorrow, or you already have a good feeling of what's going to happen tomorrow, this is, I don't recall this being an Ohio State thing. This is kind of like an NFL thing. Ohio State, within the last hour, they have released their status report for players that are playing and not playing. Their status report says that Ohio State will be without 12 players tomorrow. Most notably, running back Marcus Crowley is on this list. He had a torn ACL last year. Not good to go. Mayan Williams is a true freshman that is on this list that was expected to play. They are down some defensive backs in a position that they already are inexperienced, which if you're looking for where Nebraska might be able to make some hay on offense, it's challenging that inexperienced secondary that is down on depth. They have a sixth-year senior linebacker, Justin Hilliard, and a redshirt freshman defensive tackle, Jaden McKenzie, which are game-time decisions. Also on this, Haskell Garrett and Taron Vinson are two defensive tackles that most of, and Austin Ward even alluded to this yesterday when he was on with us, was not expecting both of those guys to play, but they are not on this list. So Ohio State defensively, inexperienced at defensive back. Now, they got 4- and 5-star guys, but they haven't played much yet. Then at defensive tackle, they're really thin because of injuries and guys they sent off to the league. But they have 12 guys they'll be without. I don't recall anybody else in college football doing this the day before a game. I don't think this is a COVID-19 thing. You would just say, we'll be without, you know, five guys or whatever, and you not name names. But Ohio State actually, like the NFL, released an injury report. Game time decision, not available. They have 12 guys. They're not going to be available for the game tomorrow. Brian Munson is coming up here in about 40 minutes. We'll talk some Cruton, his thoughts on what the season's going to look like. Austin drops us a line in the Equitable Bank inbox. Gary, I know it's a tall task ahead for Nebraska tomorrow at Ohio State. There is a large talent gap, but what about the sentiment that is, do what you do and do it well. Run Mills, run Mills. Thank you. Austin and I are on the same page. Put a favorite on that portion of the email. Limit your mistakes and take advantage of their mistakes. If Nebraska can do this tomorrow, do you think they will find themselves in the game? Let's go back a couple of years ago. Nebraska fell behind early, and you had the sense that, uh-oh, that game is going south quickly. On the road, freshman quarterback, things could get ugly. What did Nebraska do 2 years ago? They turned it around, and they went to the locker room, and they were up 21-16. And then it was just a sloppy, choppy second half where Nebraska was their own worst enemy, whether it be turnovers. I mean, it's going to start and stop on offense tomorrow with Adrian Martinez. And Austin's right, and we discussed this earlier in the week. You have Dedrick Mills. Mills is running for a paycheck. Mills is experienced. Mills has a hunger. He's behind a veteran offensive line. You want an identity that you can hang your hat on. To make it simple, run the football. This is the best offensive line in terms of talent and depth that Nebraska's had in a while. So why not utilize them? But let's go back to Adrian Martinez. I think he cleared the mechanism. He can push the reset button. Now, it can't be a mixed bag tomorrow or while he's the starting quarterback. Doesn't need to be Superman, just needs to be consistent. Less fumbles, better decision-making, and don't worry about the guy behind you. Whatever happened during the course of this camp for him to win the job, making him a better player, you'd have to think so. I mean, if he's not a better player, he's not playing. That's nice and simple. I don't have to have a head coach in front of my name. But don't worry about the guy behind you. I mean, you're trying to hold off the guy behind you and help your team win. So no tiptoeing through the tulips when you're trying to get through a hole. Decision-making has to be on point. Now, wins and losses are going to matter, but how many people know the wins and loss records of quarterbacks? We will judge Adrian Martinez on, did he make enough plays? Did he make winning plays? Did he not become a turnover machine? Did he stay on the field? And how was his decision-making? Even doing all of those right doesn't guarantee that you're going to win the football game, and especially tomorrow. But I think what will help him is, I think he has cleared the mechanism upstairs. Thinks differently. Play with no fear. Man, just let it rip. Again, no tiptoeing through the tulips when you're getting through a hole or making a read. Go hard. You're trying to hold a guy off during a game and help your team win. But you can't worry about that guy behind you. You also can't worry about being pulled. If you're taken out of the game because of your performance, that's on you. And think about it. If you're pulled out of a game and you've been a 2-year starting quarterback, I don't know that you're coming back in to get that job. But you also will probably have less pressure coming at you. I mean, just Chase Young and everybody else from Ohio State last year. Martinez was running for his life. Was pressured, made some mistakes. Still, Nebraska is lacking that proven big guy on the outside that can bust it down the field and you feel confident throwing it down the field. We don't know who that is. That guy was supposed to be Omar Manning. We'll check back to see when Omar Manning is out on the field doing what we expect Omar Manning to do. But keep it simple with this offense. You've got a veteran offensive line. You've got depth. You feel good that they're all on the same page, and you feel good that it's not lip service, that you want to run the football and establish an identity. And especially in a game like this, where you look at what is ailing Ohio State and they don't know certain parts of their defense, go right at them. Go right at them. Show some authority. What's the old line from Bull Durham? Nuke Lelouch, I want to express my... I'm going to mess up this line. That's terrible. But come in and run the football, because you're going to have a quarterback that should have less pressure. Adrian Martinez should not be running for his life. If he's running for his life, that's on him. The protection should be a lot better. Now, that doesn't mean it's always going to be foolproof. And then you add in, I'm going to be pretty confident to say that the center snaps are not going to be all over the ballpark. That it's not going to be an issue where you're throwing off the timing. But when you have to throw the football, keep it simple. You know what? You got guys that play in the slot. That's a nice little easy toss. Just feed it to the slot and let those guys do work. And if you think about it, whether you want to admit this as a quarterback, because most quarterbacks want to be known as a big arm that throws deep and makes the big plays, you still get credit for the yardage when you throw it 3 yards into a slot to a slot wide receiver and they take off and they run for another 15. You still get 18 yards. That goes on your passing yardage stat. But just keep it simple. But start with a run game. And I think you start with a run game and you make the quarterback feel comfortable in there and you get a little rhythm going. I do believe this will be the first year that Nebraska's offense looks like what we think Nebraska's offense should look like. Running with tempo. Running with an identity. Playing with confidence. Having momentum. If you're the starting quarterback, man, just let it rip. Let it rip. Don't worry about the person behind you. Because at the end of the day, it all comes back to you. This is a conference that does not have elite quarterbacks. Just like everybody besides Ohio State, which has an elite quarterback, consistently good, but never more. I would take consistently good out of that position this year. Don't need Superman. Don't need a guy that goes hero ball. Once in a while, you do need that. Somebody to make a play when you got to have a playmate. But don't need Superman tomorrow. Maybe for a play or two, but need the other 10 guys that are around you. And I think that'll be the case. But it'll be, what do we know about number two? People say, well, when will McCaffrey play? I know I've asked that to a couple of guys this week. What do you think they'll do with McCaffrey? Well, the only way to control what you do with McCaffrey is you do your job. You do your job, and you don't have to worry about that. And you're QB1, and you just move forward. But run the ball and feed the slot. You got Wandale Robinson. You got Alante Brown. You got Marcus Fleming, who I think will play quite a bit tomorrow. Get those guys the football and let them go do their work. Get it out of your hands as soon as possible. But it's in your hands. Keep it in your hands. Don't give it to Ohio State. Don't put it on the carpet. And make wise decisions. And when you make a decision to run the football, run the dang football. Do not tiptoe through the tulips. I mean, if Nebraska hangs around and they show, and this is another part of what I think it goes on back onto the head coach's ledger, is there's going to be a lot of ups and downs tomorrow. I mean, there's going to be some highs, there's going to be some lows. How do you deal with success? You have a good drive down the field, or you make a big defensive play and you have a quick change on offense. How do you deal with that success? Do you build on that success? That's the thing that has eluded this program for a long time, is momentum. Just stacking good play after good play, good game after good game, month after month. How do you deal with adversity? The good and the bad. That's a sign of the growth of this program. Because this program at times has just collapsed. Okay. Bad things are going to happen to you during the course of a game. It's how you deal with them between the ears. All right, shrug it off. We'll get them next time. Well, it's been shrug it off. We'll go out there next time. And then something else bad happens. But how do you deal with success and how do you deal with failure during the course of the game? I think we'll show you a lot about the growth of this program. Because we all talk about, hey, how do they deal with, man, when you give up a 70-yard touchdown pass and the next time you go three and out and your defense has got to go back out there and stop the bleeding? Well, how do you deal with success? When you have a successful play, do you turn it into another successful play and another successful play? That'll show you where the growth of this program is during the course of a season. But there's no greater opportunity than to start tomorrow with that kind of a challenge where they will stress you on so many different levels. And they're playing with a purpose and they're playing with, we've got to do this, this, and this. Well, you're going to show up and you're going to be hungry to play a football game as well. You got scholarship guys. Yeah, their scholarship guys may have been a little bit sexier in high school and have developed a little bit more. But don't let Ohio State, Nebraska of the 90s, where they're already up two scores and a field goal when you take the field, like we saw around here a long time ago. That's what Ohio State does to teams. They're already up 17 points before they kick off. And you're done. You're in a hole, and you're scrambling because they're up 17 in your mind, and then they're up 17 on the scoreboard, and you're gonzo. I mean, those guys are thinking about, what autographs am I going to sign, and how many hot dogs am I going to eat on the sidelines? Austin, thanks for the email. More emails, more tweets. We'll take your calls. A successful season. You got thoughts on tomorrow? I mean, it's a good weekend of football. It's a good college weekend, good NFL weekend. We'll dive through all of it. 951-1620, Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com. Thank you on behalf of George to all the birthday wishes to my man yesterday.
Yeah, filled all day long. Thank you, guys.
Complete strangers.
Legitimately.
George will respond in kind. You will have a 1620 The Zone prize pack coming your way. What? Can stop the music one quick here. Let's just get to the bottom of this. Why are you so against the 1620 The Zone prize pack?
I'm not against it.
Because it includes like Storm Chaser tickets to the 2020 season?
No, there's only one person in this building that has to put all of those prize packs together.
Okay. All
right. And that is me.
Just throw a stuff from the prize closet in there. Like some CDs and some like concert t-shirts.
But I got to go through them all.
No.
There have been
just open a bag and just toss them in.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're listening right now, you'll get an email sometime in the first week of November when this contest is open. A lot of people, not complaining, but wondering where the prize packs are.
Well, you're going to have drive-through prize pack day, right?
Yes. But it's coming up at the end of the competition after we're done at Fernando's next week.
Okay.
Please come and see us at Pacific location.
I didn't mean to open up a wound there.
Yeah, just a little. We've had a lot of losers in this competition.
No, George. That's not how you present this.
Oh.
We've had, if you are listening to 1620 The Zone, you are a winner.
Yes.
Winner.
Yes.
That's how you present. Today is about positivity. I could come in here and say, Nebraska's going to get their butt kicked tomorrow. They got no shot.
Right.
Okay. Ohio State could be playing without 12 guys and their arm tied behind their back and Ryan Day coaching on, well, he's doing a headstand. Okay? And Ohio State's going to blow Nebraska out. No, this is a positive. This is a positive. People want to say, do you really think Nebraska's going to play all 8 games in the regular season? I'm just glad they're playing one.
You know, that's
just
good.
Playing one.
Yeah.
I know that 10% of the games that have been scheduled have been postponed. We're happy for one. Let's talk about the opportunity to play one game, and then we'll figure out on Sunday when you're going to play the second game. And then we'll sit here next week and go, all right, when are we going to Evanston?
I like it. You're right. We've had a lot of winners.
Thanks, George. Mm-hmm. It's Friday.
It is.
I say like Monday after a loss. Like a losing Monday, you go, oh, geez, I look familiar. But at least I got a hot dog from the Uralinger Schlinger. Terry says, announce my presence with authority. Thank you, Terry. I don't know why I couldn't think. I think I had that. I think I might have moved a word around or two.
Yeah.
Yes. So we've had a Bull Durham reference on the show. We've been fully hussed. Am I missing anything else that we've not done yet?
No, you hit it all.
Calls, emails, tweets, coming up next.